You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Molly Wood. This week alone, in our changed climate, more than 24 people have died in wildfires in western states. More are missing. Forecasters were predicting life-threatening flooding from Hurricane Sally in the Gulf, and the foundations of two major Antarctic glaciers are crumbling, threatening dramatic sea level rise. The Trump administration, including the president just this week, disputes that climate change exists. Bill Gates is founder of the billion-dollar Breakthrough Energy Ventures Investment Fund. He says American innovation is still necessary, especially if we're going to meet UN goals of becoming carbon neutral by 2050.
The U.S. is critical because so much of the innovation power in the globe is in the United States. The universities, the national labs, the risk capital formation. So to invent new ways of making steel and cement, clean hydrogen, aviation fuels with no emissions, without the U.S. scientific capability engaged and seeing that as a future market and good for the planet, we won't hit the 2050 deadline for this.
Silicon Valley has been, it seems like, slow to engage on a commercial level. There's philanthropic efforts, but there isn't a lot of innovation around climate. What do you think it's going to take to really engage this industry and all of the innovation that they could potentially bring to the table?
Well, the typical venture model doesn't fit perfectly. The risk level, the amount of capital spending to change steel and cement and all the key areas of emission are very, very high. You need a lot of patience. You need, in some cases, scaling capital. You need policies that give a price signal. So the overall system isn't just going to happen naturally. It requires both the government and specially designed vehicles, you know, one of which is Breakthrough Energy, which got huge backing from all the people I called to create that as kind of a modified venture effort aimed solely at climate change.
I've also heard Breakthrough Energy described as catalytic capital. And so I wonder how much money this problem is going to take.
Well, overall, to replace the industrial infrastructure and electricity infrastructure and transportation infrastructure of the whole world is literally trillions of dollars. The innovation piece, the upfront piece, is in the billions. BEV's first fund is a $1 billion fund. The second fund will be somewhat larger than that. But the overall money that needs to be orchestrated in is in the hundreds of billions. And now, you know, who knows how much the U.S. government will step up. At least the Biden campaign is talking about getting up to that hundreds of billions of government money. So that would make a phenomenal difference.
Bill Gates is co-chair of the Gates Foundation. Hear more in the Marketplace Tech podcast. Tomorrow on the show, we'll talk with Gates about whose job it really is to solve the world's biggest problems. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.